Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 23rd Perek of Maseches Shabbos, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So, Mishnah Aleph discusses borrowing food on Shabbos. Shovel adam mechaveru kadi yain v'kadi shemen. You're allowed to borrow pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil from somebody on Shabbos. V'vach l'yomer lo halveni. As long as you don't say the words halveni. Halveni means lend it to me. So then it's the guy's not going to be able to ask for payment for a long period of time. So to prevent himself from forgetting that there was a loan, he might want to write it down. And that would be a malach of kosev, obviously. So halva'a normally refers to borrowing something that is used, and meaning where you're not going to return the very same item that you borrowed. She'ela is when you return the same item that you borrowed. Meaning when I borrow your lawnmower, that's she'ela. When I borrow your money, that's halva'a. Because when I borrow your money, right, you don't expect the same bills that you gave me to be handed back to you. To the contrary, you might be disappointed if that's what I do. What did you need my money for if you're just going to hold on to it and just give it right back? No, the whole point was that you're supposed to use it and replace it with other money. So we're talking about a halva'a, since the loan is wine and oil that you're going to consume and replace, but you refer to it as a halva'a because you're treating it like halva'a in the sense that your stam halva'a is shloshim yom. That is she'ela, whenever you're shovel something, you're supposed to return it as soon as you finish using it, but a halva'a, you need time to replace the item. So even though now we're talking about something that is used and replaced, so we're talking about something that's used and replaced. Which would naturally refer to as a halva'a. The Mishnah is saying you're not allowed to refer to it as a halva'a because by referring it to it as a halva'a, you are by referring to it as a halva'a, you're creating a chashash of ksiva. V'cheina, because it's a long term thing, he might write it down. V'cheina isha mechaverta kikaros. A woman is allowed to borrow loaves of bread from her friend, but again, not allowed to use the magic word halveni because that implies it's a longer period of time, and therefore it's a chashash of kosev. So the Mishnah tells us what you're allowed to do on Shabbos if the lender doesn't trust the borrower. He doesn't trust he's going to pay back. So v'meinu mamino maniach taliso etzlo v'osei mocheshb nachar Shabbos. Just leave your clothing with him. Leave some item of clothing that's expensive, and then after Shabbos, you'll figure out how to get back your clothing by paying back the loan. V'chein erev pesach b'yushalayim shchal yos b'Shabbos. If let's say you're in Yerushalayim and erev pesach falls on Shabbos, and you don't yet have an animal for your Korban Pesach. So, the guy doesn't trust you to just give you an animal for Korban Pesach. He can't pay for it on Shabbos. So, leave your talus with him, and then you'll take the animal. And then after Yom Tov, you'll figure out how much you owe him, and he'll hold on to your coat until you pay him whatever it is that you owe him. So, now Mishnah Beis discusses Mona Adamus Orchav as Parparosav Mipiv, a person who invited people to a su'udah on Shabbos can count out the number of guests and the number of portions of food, avalom enaksav, but he's not allowed to read it off of a list or off of a menu. This is one of the more commonly violated halachos, because if you're reading off of a list or off of a menu, you might notice that there's a mistake, and you'll come to erase and rewrite, and it's going to be a problem. Omevis and banavim rebeis al shulchan, you're allowed to make like a raffle with your children around the table to see who's going to get which portion of food, because no one really cares about what they're getting. It's just an easy way for the balabais to figure out how to distribute the food. But since no one really cares about exactly what they're getting, no one's going to go and measure it or weigh what they get. So that's why it's mutter to do that when you're dealing with b'nei habayis. But if it's people who are not b'nei habayis, it would be usher, because everyone's going to be very makbid that they get their portion, that that it be enough, and they're going to come to weigh it and to measure it, which you're not allowed to do, because that's considered to be a chashash of ksiva as well. Meaning, if you're drawing lots, you can't do that. That's mutter only if you don't intend to set it up in such a way where you get a large portion instead of a small portion. This is not a Shabbos halacha mishum kuvya, because that would be gambling. Meaning, if you're drawing lots to determine who's getting the bigger portion, question, so that would be a violation of gambling, meaning non-family members control lots during the week only if their portions are the same size. But if the portions are different sizes, then the purpose of drawing lots is to determine who gets the bigger portion, who gets the smaller one, so each person who's paying for a portion might lose some money on it. So when a person is willing to participate in such a lottery, he's really hoping to win, and therefore it would be a violation that he'd be losing money on it. Umatilu chalashim ala kadashim biyomtov. A kohanim could make a lottery for portions of meat from korbanos that were brought on yomtov. Avolo alamanos, but they're not allowed to make a lottery. They're not allowed to make a raffle for portions of meat from korbanos of the previous day, because that they could have done before yomtov. Meaning sometimes kohanim would get into fights and get into squabbles about who gets what. So in order to make shalom, we allow them to draw lots over which portion of the kachim meat they're going to get. But you should do it before Yom Tov if you can. If it's a kachim that's brought first on Yom Tov, you couldn't do it before Yom Tov. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we said you're allowed to borrow wine and oil, but you're not allowed to use the word halveni, and a woman's allowed to borrow loaves of bread, but it's not allowed to use the word halveni, because that's a chashash that you might come to write it down. So what do you do if you don't trust the person to pay you back? So you take a collateral, you take his talus as a collateral. Same if you're selling an animal for a Gram Pesach, when it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, give him the animal and take a collateral, take his coat. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that you're allowed to count out your guests and your portions of meal, your portions of the meal, but you're not allowed to do it from a written menu or a written guest list, because that's a chashash of erasing and writing as well. And we said that with your own family, you're allowed to make a goral to determine who gets which portions of food, because no one is super makbid about it anyway. With strangers, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but you are allowed to do it on the weekday. But even on a weekday, it's usher with strangers if it's money yafak, money gadola keneged katana, if it's going to determine different sizes and who gets a better meal, because that's a violation of gambling. And we said that when it comes to kachim, the kohanim are allowed to draw lots to determine who gets the better piece of kachim on the karbonos that were brought on Yom Tov, but not the karbonos that were brought from the previous day, because they should have taken care of drawing those lots the previous day. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perchav Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.